Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yesterday, we read a fantastic direct message, a DM, as the kids call it, from a rockaholic named Jessica that wanted us to ask the same uncomfortable question that she and her husband were asked at a party recently to our partners.
Yeah.
That question was, if you are a plastic surgeon, what would you fix on us?
And so we all went home and did this.
Yes.
And I'm very excited to hear what your significant other said. So I figured that we should start with you, Taryn. But before we get to it, does anyone think they know what Brad would answer?
Ooh.
I thought it was going to be boobs.
Okay, so spoiler alert.
It's not boobs.
He's fine with your boobs.
Apparently. That makes one of us.
Well, it's only the one that matters.
Sarah's looking at my face like, hey, I have a crooked nose, just so you know. Look at that deviated
septum. I like how you're trying to lead us towards the nose thing. Like,
it's a deviated septum, guys.
I would think maybe he's going to say your knees because you think you have fat knees.
That's where I went to liposuction.
Can plastic surgeons fix fat knees?
Who knows?
Yeah, they could probably suck some things
all
out.
Right, well, let's find out what Brad had to say when you asked him this question.
Okay, honey, I have an uncomfortable question I need to ask you. Hypothetically, if there was an opportunity for me to have plastic surgery, what on my body would you want to fix?
Your knee.
What?
The knees?
Have it done right. Have the scar, you know.
So I can have it done
it was done professionally, not at clown college.
Oh, excuse me?
My knee looks like it was done at clown college?
Okay, I like how you got offended then.
You guys, here's the funny thing. I don't even know if it's appropriate to show a picture, but my knee scar is pretty gnarly, and so I understand why he would want that for me, but I can make my knee scar look like Lady Bits.
You showed me.
I did. I'll show you and Danny, but I think if we put a picture up, it would get flagged.
I think I can speak on behalf of Danny. Neither one of us asked to see this. So, you know, we'll just take your word for this. That's, you know, I can make my belly button look like a butt. My daughter thinks that's hilarious. I'm not going to show you right now, am I? No. Speaking of my daughter got involved in it when I asked my wife the question.
She wants to fix you?
Well, I mean, she was sitting there with us. We were enjoying some fine Chipotle. You know, it's Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. We just went to ballet, and that's what we do. Our tradition then is to go get some Chipotle, bring it home, and we eat it, or as Tatum calls it, Chipotle. So I decided to ask my question to my wife, Sydney, during dinner. Any guesses on what you think she's going to say?
Oh. Mm. I'm going to go with Botox.
Botox?
Yeah.
Does that count as plastic surgery?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't go to plastic surgeons.
I don't think there's any plastic Botox involved.
Oh, well.
Sarah?
I don't know. I feel like we're all just like slowly insulting each other.
We are. I know.
Wow.
Well, you're not insulting me. You're speaking on behalf of my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe your nose?
Oh. You're not wrong.
Well, we
I'm not saying that she answered that, but I agree.
We learned yesterday that you have a very large bridge on your feet are have a tall bridge.
It's a bulging
a
bridge.
A bulging bridge, yes. So maybe it's your feet. I don't know.
Well, let's see what my wife had to say.
What'd you dad?
All right, the big question for today is, if you were a plastic surgeon, what would you fix on me?
I'm not answering that. I do love how Tatum's just involved in it. She's like, I'm ready, Dad. Let's answer the question.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. I feel like it could be rude.
What would you say?
Nothing.
I won't be upset. I don't care. What was the first thing that pops to your mind?
I don't know. I think you're proportionate.
What do you think?
What does that even mean?
Like proportionate? Everywhere?
Hi, I'm Steve, and I'm very proportionate.
What do you think, Tatum?
I don't know.
Would you fix anything on your daddy?
I love him.
Oh, my gosh, I love you. That's the right answer.
Yes. That's the right answer.
You're not going to get any new hair?
No, I don't like your hair.
Oh, my God.
So there you go,
like
guys.
I feel like you got out of this. You're perfectly
right?
proportionate.
I'm proportionate, whatever the hell that means.
You got
means.
Great knees, but apparently.
My daughter loves me. That almost brought me to tears. I was like, that was a great answer. Thanks, Tatum.
I love you just the way you are.
Yeah, Dad. You're just fine. Now go buy me some Paw Patrol toys. All right. Up next is Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you think he's going to... are we going with the love handles? No disrespect. You brought it up.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah.
You're the one who said it.
No, I did.
Okay.
I love handles.
I'm just going to take your word for it.
All right, Taryn's pulling your wife right now. She doesn't want to say.
I don't want to say.
Danny, you're very proportionate.
He's so proportionate.
Thank you.
All right, so we're checking in now with Linda, yep. Who is Danny's girlfriend.
Babe, I have a question for you.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
If you were a plastic surgeon.
She sounds so annoyed with you.
She always is.
Okay, good. Yeah.
If you were a plastic surgeon, what would be something that you would change on me?
I mean, maybe your nose. It kind of like hooks at the bottom, you know?
Wow.
No, not in a bad way. It's not like I would go out and do it electively. But if you agreed, then, you know, just like a little bit on the nose, maybe, I think.
Great. Now I get to be self-conscious about my nose. Anything else?
No, but you can't be self-conscious about it because you asked. So,
Told you she's always annoyed.
Wait, can you turn to the side and let me see your side profile? It's a pretty normal nose.
That's Dr. Hook over
there.
Yeah,
Dr. Hook. I bet people go in for nose jobs saying, can you give me the Danny?
Yeah.
That's a great nose you have, Danny.
Thank you.
All right, now I've saved the best for last.
Oh, God.
Sarah and your husband, George.
Yes.
You asked them the question. Let's find out the answer.
Hey, babe.
Yes.
I have another question for you.
Okay.
If you were a plastic surgeon... what would you fix on me?
Fix? Nothing. You're perfect.
Okay.
You're proportionate.
Fix anything?
No. I mean, you want some bigger boobs?
What kind of answer is that?
I mean, you want some bigger boobs?
I mean, I do, of course. Okay, what if you couldn't say boobs?
I can't say boobs. Oh.
So I think he misunderstood the question, so he gave a different term for boobs right there.
Yes. Which he loves that word.
Rhymes with bits.
Oh, no. I can't say that. I don't know about your mouth.
You fixed my mouth?
Yeah. Do you want it fixed or is that rude?
I mean, it's not nice. Do you want my mouth fixed?
No, I don't care.
Do you think it's cute?
It's hella cute, dude.
Oh, are
Look
you
at
just,
you right now.
Are you just... Stop. Are you just saying that now?
No.
Get a room.
He literally starts imitating my mouth. He's like, it's hella cute.
I think your mouth is hella cute.
Boobs?
He says boobs with such enthusiasm.
What? I mean, you want some bigger boobs?
It's like he's never seen boobs before or something.
He became 13 again.
I know.
He sounds like every boob man everywhere.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.